Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. And I pray everyone's having a blessed day out there. We are going to be reading our devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series right now. And I want everyone to, And I want everyone to really, really put on your thinking cap this morning and get a good understanding of what we're gonna be discussing here today. And the title of this devotional is called Mind Load number two, but really I called it here the message of the angels versus the message of the Malek and what it truly means. So let me read this now. So I'm having issues with that feed. Okay, let me read this now and then we're going to do it. So it says, messages, those sent on official business, the official business or message of Yahweh himself because of the fall, the idea you could choose rather than obey. Even the message need to be filtered through the kingdom within, sifted like wheat. So it says, this requires the forsaking of all temptations of the ego itself. We spoke last time of the humility need for the true message. And as we get into humility and ego, we spoke about that in our previous message. So it says here, some messages speak directly to you, loved one. Are they not all ministering spirits, not flesh sent forth, ministering for those who will inherit salvation, as it says in Hebrews 1:14? They may whisper to your mind, resulting in thoughts that at once cause a conviction to do what you would have never done before, consider doing. And of the Malek, erroneously called angels, he says, who makes his Malekim spirits, or his messages spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire and conviction? Hebrews 1:7. These supernatural implants are directly from Yahweh into the conscience of his redeemed and those under his judgment. They are each specific instances, the Melech of Yahweh. In Hebrew, the word Melech means to dispatch a messenger. From Genesis to Malachi, the use of the word understood as sent message planted into the consciousness of the mind of man, redeemed or judged. Your tendency only to see or perceive in the physical realm leaves you vulnerable to believe that the message must be delivered by a being, even a spirit being, or whom you must drape a physical form or likeness. The Hebrew scriptures never discuss Malek as having a specific form. In addition, there is no word in the Hebrew language that translates into angel. It would not be until the creation or the Greek times that the word angelos would even appear. And even then, the true intent of the definition of Malek as denoting a message and not always a messenger was being understood. Later on, a sent message, either individual or corporate, always seem to take a physical form to satisfy the human eye rather than for perception of the human mind. The choice was carnality over spiritually loved one. This very message, the Malek, is being delivered to you not from angelic beings, but from Yahweh himself. He does this through his seed planting process within you, which always is expressed through the Malek. Him. For instance, the Malachim Michael or Matriel, that is which has been placed within you that would evaluate your wisdom of Yahweh. It makes you cry out, who is like Yahweh, which is the very meaning of the name of Michael or Malachi. Through proper understanding of the visitations you've had since your realization of redemption, you can then appreciate the many accounts wherein Yahweh has visited you through a miraculous internal process. How many of you can be honest enough to confess that you have been trained to believe that some of the greatest miracles you witness will involve a visitation from some outside source, and yet it really ever happens, thus leaving you wondering if maybe you are in the right place with your Creator? It's a trap, loved one, a trap purposely set by those who would deny the authority of Yahweh and have you believe in pagan rituals. But no more. Show yourself worthy to conform to the truth of the only one who gets to declare your worth. For now you are receiving a message for yourself and perhaps others, and a message have the greater rule. You have been made a little lower than them, the messengers, it says in Hebrews 2:7. But one day you shall rule over these messengers. You will become one as they are one. And then you will become the messenger. Then you will become the message. Haven't you already acknowledged that very process before? The word becomes flesh. In other words, the fullness of Yahweh's commands manifest in the physical. Now it's your turn. Go therefore. And the verse says Matthew 28:19-20. And Matthew 28:19-20 says, therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching these new disciples to obey the commands that I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So that's our devotional for today. And we're going to talk about this because this is a powerful thing. And really what it comes down to, is it a messenger or an angel? A messenger or an angel? And then I want to look at the message and the messenger, because it all ties together very nicely here. So this is something that you might have not have heard a teaching on or seen before, but it's definitely an interesting topic. And it says here in reading this, the English word angel has traditionally been used to translate the Hebrew word malak, as in Genesis 19:1. Yet in Hebrew, the word malak means messenger, especially the envoy of a leader or a king who communicates the king's wishes and represents the king, as in 2 Samuel 5:11. The word is translated simply messenger over 100 times in the scriptures. It has no inherent connection to any divine being, even when the term is modified as messenger of God or malak Yahweh. There is nothing in term of itself that mans that we mean by a supernatural being. We assume this to be so because of our understanding of the English term angel. But in the Hebrew, the messenger of God can easily be, and probably more often is, a human being. Yet, in English, the term angel invokes a very specific mental image of the traditional white-robed winged figure that makes grand pronunciations from Yahweh. That image has come to be associated with the English word angel over the two millennia and paintings, poetries, writings, and biblical interpretations. While the word angel comes into English through the Greek word angelos, which is originally meant messenger, the English term no longer means that. So to use angel to translate melech introduced a level of interpretation and baggage into the English that is not all present in the original Hebrew text. This creates a potential for a misunderstanding the communication of the text and a potential for creating bad theology simply because biblical terms are not understood in their own context. Now that is summing up what we read here in the devotional today. Now we have to understand what the concept is here and what's being said. And it's three things I want to discuss. First, we want to discuss the message, which is the word of our Creator. Then we want to discuss the responsibility. And then we want to discuss the messenger. And these are three things I want to look at right now and try to fit all this here into the time we have. So first, we have to understand melech means message. And if an angel is given a message, it's not from the angel, it's from our Creator. It's just like people say the law of Moses. Moses didn't write the law. Moses was the messenger of the law. He was Yahweh's messenger. The law of Moses is confusing. It's something that's not a good, accurate term because Moses didn't make it up. And when you get a messenger from, what you want to call it, an angel or a mess, it's a messenger of Yahweh. It's a message of Yahweh that's being transformed. The word of Yahweh, and guess what? Every single one of us has the words of Yahweh written right in our own scriptures. Filled. Messages from Yahweh filled. And when we read the Bible, we understand the word of Yahweh is real and breathing and true, and it comes directly from Yahweh, whether he sends it through the scriptures written down for us, inspired men, our friends, strangers, wherever. The word of Yahweh is the word of Yahweh, and these messages must get out. Not just given to us, but we must share these words with others as well. For Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of Yahweh is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges through and attitudes of the heart." We need to remember that. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 said, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training, and righteousness, so that the servant of Yahweh may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." The servant of Yahweh is the messenger of Yahweh. It's one and the same, and the messages are found in the holy word of scripture, and they are powerful. Powerful. Psalms 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path." It says in James 1:22, "Don't just listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but to do what it says." Do is an action word. To keep the commandments, to follow them. These words are powerful, but they mean nothing if you don't actually use them correctly. It says in the scriptures, 119 verse 9, "How can a young person stay in a path of purity? By living according to your word." His word, the words of our Creator, not coming from Moses. They come directly from our Creator. They don't even come from Yeshua or our Messiah. They come directly from Yahweh. Yahweh. Luke 11:28 says, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of Yahweh and obey it." Who hear the word and obey it. It says in Psalms 18:30, "Yahweh is perfect and his word is flawless and shields all those who take refuge in him." It says in Matthew 24:35, "Heaven and earth will pass, but my words will never pass away." These messages will never go away. Never. These words give us light, and they bring light to the darkness. And in Matthew 4:4, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of Yahweh." And that's what Moses gave us. It wasn't the law of Moses. It was the word of Yahweh. That's what the angels shared with all the people in scripture. It wasn't a message of a human being or even an angelic being. It was directly from our Creator. That's what we have to understand. And in Psalms 33:4, it says, "For the word of Yahweh is right and true, and he is faithful, and he's faithful in all he does." Hallelujah, hallelujah. The living water that's giving through the holy word of scripture. When some people say to me, "Well, I don't believe in all scripture." Well, then you don't believe in our Creator. You don't believe in our Creator. That's what it comes down to. But we must understand there's a messenger and there's a message. And we can focus on the messenger and the angels, or you want to call them Melech, the messenger, whatever you want to call them. We're going to focus on them. We're going to focus on the main message, the main one we're going to talk about. You know, but then we're going to focus on the main message and the final message and what it all comes down to. Now, when it comes down to this important thing, there's a lot of scriptures. There's a lot of instructions and a lot of words. But we look at the message, the messengers of Yahweh. And the ultimate messenger of Yahweh. Because some people say, "Well, who's giving us these messages? Are these messages coming directly from our Creator? Or from these so-called angels or angelic beings? Where are these messages coming from?" And it's important. This is important. You know, some people say the angel of the Lord, they use these terms. Melech means messenger, right? The messengers of Yahweh. And who are they? And, you know, we see priest, the true priest, and the priesthood, and the leader of the priest. Who are they? And we see all these different things. and we see these things. It says in Exodus 23, 20, verse 21, Yahweh tells Moses, this angel will lead them, saying, my name is in him. So we look at these things and we see this problem here, or this so-called misunderstanding of scriptures and who these messages coming from. And let me give you an example here in the story of Hagar. And I found this, and this is very interesting. And then we're going to get into the climax of the message of the angels and what we must do. So the story of Hagar says in Genesis, in Genesis 16, we see the slave woman who became pregnant by a master, abused by a master's wife, and now fled to meet her likely death. And the narrative of the story tells us the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness. And the figure speaks to Hagar. But then something strange happens. And the angel of the Lord said to her, I will increase your descendants so much that they will be too many to count. Yahweh is the one who typically issues this kind of blessing. Who does this angel think he is? Keep going, and the angel of Yahweh speaks about Yahweh as a separate person, saying, Yahweh has heard your affliction in Genesis 16:11. At best, we think the angel is speaking on behalf of Yahweh. That is, until the narrative tells us that Yahweh who spoke to her, and Hagar calls this angel God. Then she gave the name of Yahweh who spoke to her, you are the God of seeing, for she said, truly, I have seen the one who sees me, Genesis 6:13. So this story shows us of this complex way of this messenger identifying himself as a messenger, but also in some instances perceiving himself as the one who's creating the instruction or the message or so on. This is a pattern of scripture. And when you think of that pattern right there and the confusion right there of the messenger and where it's coming from and the perception of people saying, well, this is coming from a separate being or a separate message other than the one and all creator. Who do you think of? Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, who you think of. Hallelujah. And Yeshua was Yahweh's greatest messenger. He was, in fact, not separate from Yahweh, but Yahweh in the flesh giving us this message. And we understand and we have to see what that message was and what that message is for us and how we today are called to be Yahweh's messengers. And to not be quiet, but called to be his messengers, as we read earlier in Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Ruach HaKodesh, understanding that they are not three separate, but they are one, all together in one. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always. We remember that. Remember the words. And we look at these messages. The messages that the angels had left us in Revelation, and the three ultimate messages they left us in Revelations are our responsibility to share with others and give it to others and breathe it to others. These are the messages that gives us for the last days, the messages in Revelations 14, verses 6 to 16, the first message proclaims the everlasting gospel and calls for the restitution of the true worship of Yahweh as our creator, because judgment day has arrived. It says in Revelation 14, 6 and 7, then I saw another angel flying in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear Yahweh and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and to worship him who made the heaven and earth, the sea and the spring of the water. This is the first responsibility we have as messengers of Yahweh to share with people, to fear Yahweh and glorify him and understand what his message meant and who he was and the importance of this gospel that must be shared with everyone. The gospel of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, who's given us this mercy and grace, and we have salvation or redemption because of him. And we read this and we understand this message, and this message that's being proclaimed and that we must continue to proclaim. And then we look at the second message that was given. The second message the meleks or the angels or the message. The message warned us against all humanly or forms of worship and beliefs that are not based completely on Yahweh's word. It says in Revelation 14:8, another angel followed, saying, Babylon is falling. It's falling, that's a great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine and the wrath of fornication. And we think about this second message, and we think about what's being said here, and the instructions, and we look at what Babylon truly means. Following the confusion of the languages of the Tower of Babel, the name of Babylon became connected to with the Hebrew word Babel to confound. And we look at the languages and we look at Babylon and refers to Christians or to the so-called believers that have teachings and doctrines that are not based on Yahweh's word. And this is what's happening in the church today. This is why this message must get out. This second message of Yahweh that we must share at these end times opposes this compromise or this mixture of scripture. We must come out of Babylon is the call. Babylon has fallen, and come out of her, my people, as it says. And the answer is to keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith in Yeshua Messiah that saved us. That is the second message. And then we go to the third message, the Melech of Yahweh. The third. And it says here in Revelations 14:9-12. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast or worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or his hand, he himself shall also drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. They have no rest day or night who will worship the beast and his image. And whoever received this mark of his name, he is in the patience of his saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yeshua. And we see that, and we look at this third message that we must proclaim and get out. And we must see what's happening here with this message. And it comes down to, who will you worship? Who do we worship? That's what it comes down to. When so many people in this world are picking all their different gods and their combinations of different people they want to follow and so-called things they want to follow, our Creator reminds us that there's no neutrality with our Creator. You either follow him and you take his holy message to others, or you follow the beast and you carry that message to others. Simply this battle that's been going on since the beginning of time that we can't see with our own flesh. It's a battle that's unseen, but it's continually taking place. We must understand it. We must understand it. But what it all comes down to, everybody, is our call and what we are to do as messengers here today. It's time for us to go get promoted from being called a believer to be called a messenger. And Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive the power within the Holy Spirit that comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judah and Samaria, and to all the ends of the earth. And then in Acts 2:38, it says, Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins, turn to Yahweh, and be baptized in the name of Yeshua Messiah for forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it all goes back to Matthew 28:19-20. It says, go and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching these new disciples to obey the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even in the end of age. We think about these things and think about our call about sharing our faith as messengers, as believers. We must share our faith with others. For it says in Mark 16:15-16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. We must believe and we must preach the word and the gospel and let people know about Yeshua, of what he's done for us. Being one and the same as Yahweh. And the message that Yeshua gives us comes directly from Yahweh, that we must keep his commandments and we must believe and have faith in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And we must share this with others. Philemon 1 verse 6 says, and I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Yeshua. 1 Peter 3:15-16 says, but in your hearts revere Yeshua as Messiah. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks to give you a reason for the hope that you have. But but do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak miraculously against you and your good behavior in Yeshua may be ashamed of their slander. Matthew 4:19-20 says, come follow me, Yeshua said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left in their nets with their nets and followed him. Mark 13 says, and the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. And that's what we're to do, preach this gospel to everyone. Get this message out. The gospel is the message that Yahweh wants us to share. It was the message from the beginning to time, and it's the message at the end of time. Mark 13 says, and the gospel must first be preached to all the nations, and we are to be the preachers. Psalms 96, verses 2-4 says, sing to Yahweh, praise his name every day. Each day proclaim the news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations and tell everyone about the amazing things he's done. Great is Yahweh. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all the gods. Hallelujah, hallelujah, as it says in 1 Chronicles 16:23. Sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Sing of his salvation, of his Yahshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And 1 Corinthians 9:16 says, for when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast since I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. We must get the words out of our Creator. We must not be silent. How many people did you tell yesterday that Yeshua died for them? How many people are you going to tell today? You have every outlet to do so. You have the internet. You have the phone. You have person-to-person transactions. You have every opportunity to let people know Yeshua died for you. Yeshua died for you. Repent. Repent and believe and have faith. And we could be these messengers that were called to be for Yahweh. And we must turn to him. Repentance brings refreshing. Share the gospel with others. That should be a driving force when we get up in the morning of what we want to do. How many people can we share this message with? We could share it through our actions. We could share it through our words. We could share it through our life and let people know our testimonial of how we got saved and born again and how we came. We lost our life to gain our life. And it all comes down to Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. Oh, my hope is in Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, everybody. Thank you for listening to the message today. Please share this with others. Forward this, share this. Let people know about the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and get this message out there. And remember, this is the time to do it. This is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. You all have a blessed, blessed day out there today. And thank you for being his faithful set apart messenger. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. There is nothing more powerful than the blood of Jesus. That blood that heals us, the blood that covers us, that blood that protects us from danger seen and unseen. What can wash away all sin? Nothing but the blood. Nothing.